Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. Wouldn't it be wonderful if many of the agencies that are supposed to serve the disabled got together and created a fundraiser to give disabled people a stimulus. Now, this show is heard around the world, but I want to talk tonight local. We're in Long Island, New York. Last check, and we'll double check this, there was about 100,000 people, maybe more now, on Long Island who are disabled. That doesn't count the elderly, and I think the elderly should be counted in here too. And we're not just going to do this show and forget about it. We're going to try to follow up, see if we can drum up some interest, and the show will be here. They can, you know, hear it anytime they want. So the idea that we have is to create a telethon, you know, get some of the television stations or one station to donate the time, knowing that a lot of people would benefit, disabled and elderly. And the agencies could get a donation out of it. I mean, I'm not against that. If we would raise enough money, I'd like to see every disabled person get, every person eligible, and that would count people on disability and Social Security, $2,000, a one-time thing. You know, be really great in view of the fact that the holidays are coming up. Now, we're supposed to get a raise in Social Security. Well, that's nothing. You know, that's going to be eaten up by the cost of living and the rent. All right, so that really doesn't mean anything. What we need is an effort on the part of all these agencies. And on Monday, I'm going to call our friend who's one of the town officials and see if we can't get some of these agencies to get together and do something about this. Also, Inner Sight can make a serious contribution to this, and I'll explain that in a little bit. But the idea would make such a great news story, you know, and would help everybody, including the agencies. Now, we talk about them a lot. We say how hard it is and difficult it is to deal with them. Well, here's a chance for them to make up for that and to get in better, the disabled and the people who have to go to them for help. It would be a wonderful, wonderful gesture and idea if this could come about. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of our friends, but when we come back, I'm going to explain what Inner Sight is offering to help to bring this about. Big East, the key to rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey. Check them out. Adopt an Akita. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And thank you for the food for my guide dog. All right, Big East, the key to rescue. Big East, akitarescue.org, I believe, is the address on the web. All right. Check them out. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and many, many others. We remind you every night, go an extra mile for a child. I want to thank Mr. Anthony Kennedy Realty for his contribution. Every little bit helps, you know. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And that is, if you want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. All right. So go ahead and use that number and tell them you heard about it right here, Inner Sight Program. And if you need dog food or cat food, we got a good number for you. Gary does this as a public service. Nobody starved on Long Island. Public service. Dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085. Good number to keep handy, you know, especially in these economic tough times. 631-484-3085. Food for your animal. I want to thank Danny at the Long Island Coalition. I want to thank the Long Island Connection. They try to make a difference. And all our friends that have contributed to keep this show on the air. It's the only show of its kind. And what we're talking about tonight, I'd like to see every other program that deals or does a podcast on the disabled join with us and call for a telethon to raise a stimulus. The government certainly hasn't done it. I mean, they did one way back when, and they dropped us. The economy is in many, many ways getting worse, and people could use the help. A lot of people hit hard by this virus and the related issues who could use an extra $2,000. So all the other programs and all the people who brag about us and all that, help us bring it about. Call for it on your show. The agencies get together for a purpose and raise that money. It would make a big difference to the disabled community and would give us a whole new outlook and show us that these agencies really do care about us. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And we certainly thank all our friends who have helped us in the past. And hopefully we get this stimulus idea off the ground. We'll call upon them and they'll help us in the future. But now, Inner Sight, we're the longest running, I'm told, we're the longest running program on access.
Oh, that's good.
Here on Long Island.
Maybe the public
and
access.
And that has continued.
That's awesome.
That has continued through the pandemic.
Wow.
Even though it's reruns. The show is still on,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty good record, you know.
Yeah.
So we pledge that if the agencies will get together and organize this telethon, we pledge to get the camera crews donated. We know
yeah.
enough people that we can go to.
That's right.
And I'm pretty sure that they would agree with us and do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know our show, and that many of them different people have directed it over the years. And this would be a great, great cause.
Of course.
For them to get involved in. You know, we could have one or maybe even two different directors who could share the set. One
That's
wants
true.
To take a break, the other one could come in.
Yeah.
We know at least half a dozen camera crew
That's
that
true.
We could bring in. People that have done our show many, many times. Experienced, certified people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that covered. And I'd be even willing to talk to some of the, with our track record, talk to some of the officials at the Cablevision to see if we could get the time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when they're going to open the studio, but this would be a good reason for them to open a studio.
Hey, for sure.
Help all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I need you to do? How many disabled people on Long Island? Can you look that up?
Oh, my. Yeah, I could try. Hold on.
Yeah. There should be a number on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when they do the census, usually include that. How many disabled, and how many on maybe you should look how many are on Social Security on Long Island.
Let's try disabled people, and then look at the.
Yeah,
Security.
See what we get. Yeah.
Yeah, disabled.
Anyone who's on Social Security, SSI. Would qualify for this stimulus. Now, I'm sure the government on the island would have that number.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And with our political connections, we could find out. But I just want to.
Well, New York has a general number. How many disabled? 1 out of 5 adults. That's over 3 million people in New York are disabled.
That's New York, but I just want Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Yikes! I don't even know where
we're
going to
concentrate on Long Island and hope that the other parts of the
yeah.
country, you know, if we can do this,
yeah.
hope that the other parts of the country will copycat.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, I'd like to know 3 million. So how many of those
are really Nassau, Suffolk County,
Long Island.
I guess. Yeah, alone. let's see.
Well, I'm sure we could find out.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, there's 3 million, you know, so you figure maybe a couple hundred thousand, if that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they
but
say 9% of people are disabled in New York. That's really a significant amount, you know?
Oh, yeah. This idea will attract people. And you know, today, you don't have to be there to be on the show. I mean, you can Skype people in.
Yeah, we did that once. Remember?
Yeah, from different parts of the world, you can people can send telegrams and all that, you know. And if we could put this together, I'll bet we could get a couple of celebrities who live on Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
To help, you know, or to contribute, or to, you know. Undoubtedly, the news media will jump on this because it's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a great reason to do it. You know, and maybe the government will wake up and add to it. Who knows?
Well, I got everything but Long Island, and it says 40 million disabled people in the United States, and about 12%. That's about 12%. So 12%, that's a lot. You know, they should be doing something about it. You know?
Well, 40 million, that's an old figure. It's higher now. When was that?
No. That was 2019. That was 2019.
Well, somebody else said 61 million, so I don't know. It's confusing.
This is done by the Census Bureau. Well, you got to also understand, a lot of people have passed on. So where were they? And you know, so that's why they're saying what they're saying. You know.
All right, but we can. Definitely find out how many there are online. Well, last I heard, there was upward of 100,000. But
well, also, you know, when I did the census, right, I did it online, and it didn't have a place for me to put how many disabled were in the residence. The online was like a bridged version of the one that when they come to your door, it was not even close.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't like that.
Well, this could be done. The cable people reserve the right to interrupt shows for certain reasons. You know, and this certainly would be a reason. You know, to cut out a block of time.
Yeah.
I don't know. 12 hours would be good. If we could get 12 hours, you know, because you raise a lot of money online when you do something like this, and every agency could call out their money people and say, hey, you know, let's be a part of this. Let's do it. You know.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we're dreaming. You know, I mean, let's be real about this. We're dreaming, but hey, why not?
Hmm.
I mean,
did you ever think you would get this far with the stuff that we've done? No, with no money. You know, I think that we've gotten pretty far with just word of mouth. And if we just keep doing the word of mouth, we'll get further, you know?
I was told today when I walked into the local coffee shop that my dog and I, the pictures of her working, were published by Newsday.
Yeah, I remember you say that.
And they put them up on their bulletin board, I believe.
That's cool.
So, you know, we could certainly get the media involved in this if we could get these agencies to be a part of it.
Definitely.
And, you know, make it a reality. You know, I mean, a lot of people could certainly use the help. People that have been devastated by the virus, the economy, people who have lost their job, had a little job, maybe you lost it, you know, all kinds of things. So I urge, I said this at the outset, and I'm going to repeat it, I urge every program that's being broadcasted for the disabled, you know, a podcast or whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
to join with us and call for a stimulus program through a telethon. Or maybe, you know, if you have another idea how it could be done, we're certainly open.
Yeah.
I think a telethon would be a great way to do it, because you could show it all over the world online. You could stream it. You know? You could certainly
stream
it. I have
more statistics that
yeah.
are for New York. There's, let's see, 9% are between the ages of 21 and 64, and then they've got here women in comparison to men are more disabled in terms of, you know, sex.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on here. Oh,
they don't talk about an area, right?
Yeah, they do. No, not an individual area, but this about people, 2% are with visual disabilities, 2.7% are with hearing disabilities, 6.7% are with walking, climbing, or a serious walking or climbing disability. Let's see. Or like can't walk at all. And then there's 4.4% are serious difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions. People who have trouble with self-care are 2.7. And lastly, disabled New Yorkers among the ages reported and independent living disability, difficult doing errands alone. That's 5.3%.
Well, that's fine. But that's not what we're looking for specifically. Long Island.
But Long Island, and it's hard. I'm looking. I haven't found.
But as I said, I'm sure we could
get it.
Come up with that.
Yeah.
You know.
See,
if this happens, the officials certainly would be involved in it, and they would know.
Of course. They would know it. Of course. You know what? I'm going to put by location, county by county. That's even better, right?
Yeah. How many in Suffolk County? How many in Nassau County?
Yeah, I think it's better that way.
See if you get it.
I put Long Island. It might not be listed as Long Island.
Suffolk
it might
and,
be listed.
Nassau. We're looking for.
Yeah.
Get an idea.
Yeah.
How much money we would have to raise? A lot of money could come from corporations.
Right. It gave me an exact amount for Suffolk County. Wow. 283,000 people are disabled in Suffolk County. Now
how about
Nassau?
Nassau County.
Hold on. I'm going to look. Hold on. Let me just change it to Nassau.
283,000. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it sure is. Wow. And we have that many listens. That's pretty good. Oh, and there's less, which makes sense because it's a smaller county. In totality, we're a smaller Nassau County. 115,027 people.
So put the two figures together.
About 300 something thousand.
It'd be 483,
it'd be 400,000. Approximately, yeah.
400,000 people.
Right.
If they each got $2,000 stimulus.
That'd be nice.
How much would that be? Can you figure?
Yeah, I could figure it out. Hold on.
Can you figure that out?
Yeah, I got a calculator.
400,000.
200,000 times.
Times. No, no, 400.
2,000.
2,000 times 400,000
equals $800 million. I repeat.
$800 million.
Right.
Well,
$800 million.
I don't know how realistic that would be, but. But it's a lot of money.
Sure.
But hey, you know, maybe the government would donate some of that if we did
a telethon. Yeah.
You know, or a fundraiser. But I still
lucky
think
if we get 50 cents for each person.
I still think
no,
it's a great idea, and I think that.
Yeah, I think it is an awesome.
These
idea.
Corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could step up and maybe each one of them could donate $1 million.
Hey, it's worth
this.
A try. If they're the big corporations, yeah, they possibly could do it.
Sure. And then all these agencies with the people on their boards and the wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of them out east. A lot of them heading south now, but they're still, you know, they still have their places here.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
If it's organized in the right way, I believe it's doable.
Yeah,
you know?
Considering to keep people in nursing homes is $172 billion. Dollars, this can be done, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a lot less money than that, but, you know, you'd have to really get people who would want to do this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to think we're crazy.
That's the
but
truth.
But,
hey,
that's
you know
what? They think of Inner Sight anyway.
That's true. But we
so
get things
cares?
Done anyway.
Yeah.
You want to know something? People end up doing what we say, and it's bizarre how that happens, that they really do it. And then I'm surprised how I'm saying, really, somebody's really listening to us. I don't care how it gets done, as long as it gets done. I don't care if we do it or they do it, as long as it gets done. I'm not here for like, oh, a glorious, give me, you know, an award for thinking about it. No, I don't.
We don't have an axe to grind.
No, we don't.
That's
no,
the difference between us and all these the other agencies that are looking out all the time for their own interest.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody who wants to call in, you know, tell us what you think. You think it's crazy? You think it's a good idea? You think it might work?
Right.
We're calling for it.
Yeah, we are.
You know, I think it's a great, great gesture that a program. I haven't heard anybody else call for this.
No, I haven't either.
So,
in truth.
It's the first.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know Steve Ballone had caught coronavirus?
Who?
Stephen Ballone. Steve Ballone? Your county executive?
Oh, the county executive?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he caught corona.
Where'd you hear that?
I saw it on one of the news things. That he this today that he has corona.
So where, is he in the hospital?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't know, but I know a friend of mine is his next door neighbor.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I hope he gets through it. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening. Mr. County Exec, Tell them to give you oil of oregano.
Yeah. They don't do that in the hospital. But let them try.
Best thing for the lungs. Well,
he's
one of the big officials. He can have it brought in if he wanted to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Yeah, wild oil of oregano, Mr. Ballone. One of the best things for the lungs and to kill the virus.
Helps you cough it. Yeah.
All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, I'll look.
All right.
I hope he's not on a respirator or anything. That's the thing that makes me
hope not.
Nervous. Yeah. We have me.
Louie's on the line?
No, me. Me and you. That's it.
Oh, all right. Oh, I thought you said Lou. All right.
No.
Let's have a word from Able News, and then we'll continue.
Okay, here it comes.
Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, you know, we say we're projecting a $2,000 stimulus. People may not go along with that. They may not agree with that. They may say, hey, that's not realistic, all those people,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we're flexible. We're not stuck on one, you know. It's just an idea, a ballpark figure, but we are flexible. If anybody has any different ideas, you know, whatever can be done is better than nothing.
Don't forget, this was done right before the pandemic, you know, that count, I believe, was done right before the pandemic really got hit the fan. The poop hit the fan. So this was done during that time. So
what was done?
You gotta. It's not an accurate figure, per se. Probably less, more. You don't know.
I couldn't understand what you said.
I said that the count of people could be more or less, depending on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, who survived during COVID time.
Oh, of course. No, you'd have to get a more updated number.
Right, that's a ballpark.
Of people. Yeah. So the way I perceive this is and again, we're open to other ideas, you know. But the way I, inner sight, perceive this is the agencies getting together, as many as we can, you know,
mm-hmm.
under one banner, and, you know, for a stimulus for all the disabled, Nassau and Suffolk County. And I picture it as a telethon.
Yeah, I did.
On local cable.
Yeah, I can see that.
And we could, as many hours as they will give to
allow.
Us. Now, we can't
mm-hmm.
pay for the time. I mean, this is to help people. This is not, you know,
right.
the time would have to,
be,
to donated.
Be donated. Right. I think they would do something like that. It's not like we're asking for it ourselves. We're helping others, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
and,
it's like, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you get the time donated,
mm-hmm.
As many hours. I mean, usually, you know, you don't You wouldn't do the overnight hours.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's too much. People, because people with disabilities, number one, can't stay longer than 9 o'clock out in Suffolk County.
Well, yeah, you mean people depending on the
on
the SCAT system,
right?
Yeah, I would say from 11 in the morning to 11 at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the people who could do it. Now, the other thing is we have a lot of people that we could call on who would come in and operate the phones, you know, volunteers, you know, that we could reach out to. And I'm sure the other agencies have plenty of volunteers. So that's another thing that you would need. You know, you got to set up a phone bank and with a phone number and have people call in and pledge money. And the main thing is to get the big money from the corporations.
Yeah.
And the people that have it.
Definitely.
So... what I'm going to do on Monday is I'm going to talk to one of our friends who's a town official and just see what she thinks of it, you know, if she would reach out to other agencies, you know. We may not be able to do this for several months. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, but... So who cares?
It's true.
I mean, whenever we can put it on, you know, it'll work.
Definitely.
So we're going to reach out to some people, give them the idea, and get some feedback and see what they think. And what we could do is, you know, I can picture the news conference on this.
Definitely.
You know, you get certain key people who can get up there and brag about it. And I don't care about that. I'm not looking to be one of them. I don't have to be one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would volunteer my time to do a segment on the show, you know, whatever they wanted me to do. And I'm sure that it would be a big media event that would make national news, because it's never been done before, and hopefully that way other people and other agencies may decide to do a one in their state, you know. And there's the other thing, the governor of this state could pitch in a bunch of money. I don't believe the state has given us a stimulus. You know, maybe they gave people some extra food stamps, but you know that's not a lot.
No, they didn't.
So why couldn't they pitch in a couple of million? You know, and give us, help us bring it about. And, of course, we would invite the politicians to be a part of it. And it would give them a lot more respect, I'll tell you that, because we need, you heard the news today that only 41% approved of Mr. Biden. 52% are down on him. So I would say right now, the Democratic Party needs to come forward and need something to look a lot better. And certainly this would be one way to improve the image of the politician. What?
In truth, I think we need a third option, another party.
Oh, well, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, that's a political,
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with that, but.
Yeah, but we should get
I'd like to see the two parties work together.
All parties should work together.
Yeah.
You know?
For the benefit of helping people. Or maybe this crazy idea would bring them together. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I just saw something online that I have to talk to you about when we get off the air. It's something about disaster, COVID recovery, and it's a small business thing. I don't know if it's a loan or a grant.
Yeah, they got all kinds of those things.
To help out?
Going on. Yeah, I got an email about that.
You did? Oh, really?
Yeah, small business. They want to, you can apply for a loan, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's asking.
Yeah, it's been going on for months. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. You got to have employees.
Criteria. Yeah.
We don't have that.
No, we don't. We're volunteers.
We're all volunteers. We don't get paid.
I wish we did. But a small amount, you know.
So
that would help. You know what I'm saying? To get
loans
and stuff, you know, grants.
You have to be in with the state, and then you're all restricted.
That's true, too.
I get that.
I'd rather raise it privately, you know.
But getting back to what we're talking about, and if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And let me remind people, we're on television. We were on tonight on Altice at 7:30. You know. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Yeah, that's another thing. Channel 3 on the Spirit, by the way. We might be able to get Manhattan Neighborhood Network to run this simultaneously.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
They do live stuff.
We do both, Long Island and Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another possibility.
Yeah.
You know, we could run it out here and then certainly stream it. You know.
Mhm.
And make it happen. And what you could do is you can get people to come on the show who are disabled and in need and all that, and you know, thanking the agencies and stories.
Yeah.
You know, oh, now I'll be able to get this and that and the other thing. And
that's right.
You know, it'll help my son or my daughter, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever stories are there, you can, you know, if people are willing, you can show how the money, how the stimulus is going to benefit people and make a difference in their lives. And I think this would be a great way to improve the relationship between the agencies and the disabled. You know, I mean, if the agencies would come forward and do this and make it happen, that would show people that, hey, they really do care about us. So let's get together and do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, everybody. You know, we're presenting it here. This show can be heard anytime, day or night. We urge people to tell your friends, and call your local agency.
Yeah.
Tell them about it. Ask for the director. Tell them you think it's a great idea, and they could, if they want to know more, they could listen to this show. And again, Inner Sight will bring volunteers to operate the phones. We'll get as many as we can. And we will round up camera people. You're going to need camera people. The cameras are already there. But you're going to need camera people to operate them. And a director and what they call Chiron, you know, the computer and all that.
All of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can help with that. We know enough people, having been on for so many years, that we could ask, who are very, very well qualified to put this show on. And I think we can have enough people to have maybe several different crews, you know. And if we did this, I would call my good friend Michelle Charlesworth and see what she could, if anything, what she could contribute to this. You know, and you may get some of the big networks joining in on this.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they all have news bureaus out here on Long Island, ABC, CBS, NBC. So you never know. They may carry part of this. And that could bring you a lot of donations. When we did the Hawaii campaign with Congressman Ackerman,
mm-hmm.
you know, the story went all over the world. The Hawaiian television stations picked it up and played it. And it was a fantastic event. So, I mean, that could very well happen here. You know, people who want to help and who think it's a great idea. Again, it would be local, Long Island and Nassau County and Suffolk. And we would love to see it happen. Inner Sight you'd have to get would be produced.
Yeah, right.
You know, it could be produced by any number of different people. Or companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you think, world? 213-816-1650.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. A stimulus for Long Island. Nassau, Suffolk County. We need it.
We definitely do. I mean, a lot of you know, times where I sit down and I say, God, I wish I had the money just to get the basic needs. That shouldn't be. It should be there for us, and yet it's not. So all the agencies got together like this, this would be pivotal, you know, and then it could actually, you know, every year they keep, people could keep coming back and doing this, and we could, you know,
well,
help.
If it works, you could do it annually.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing is to get started.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
You put out an idea, you know, people grab it, you get the right people to run with it, you know, it could work.
And you know what I would do? I would put in honor of Joe, you know, I would put, you know, just a phone line dedicated that would roll over for Joe, meaning it would roll over to another
person. We could put in honor of many people, not just Joe.
Yeah, but Joe in particular, because
I mean,
remember he said, I want to do a telethon. I could see myself doing a telethon for InterSight. Remember he always used to say that?
Yeah,
he always used to say that.
But there are many, many people who have passed away who wanted to do more.
They did.
You know, I'm sure every agency has people like that, and we just put their names up you know,
in honor
people
of
could send
these
in
people.
Donations in honor of those people.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure that our friend at Suffolk Bus would come on board if we did something like this.
Oh, definitely.
Now, there's a lot of volunteers right there to answer phones.
Oh, yeah, people who aren't on...
All the bus drivers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the people who work in the call center and whoever else, you know. I mean, I'll bet you John Corrado would get together with some of his friends and raise a donation.
And answer a few calls. Maybe answer a few calls. Who knows? And during a certain time. Who knows?
So, you know, you never know who would be available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I said before, you can Skype some people in.
Oh, definitely.
If they're not there, you know.
Definitely.
So that's our idea. As
well,
crazy
people
as
could
it
do
is.
Not only Skype, they could do Zoom, where you could do the call and the actual call added to, you know, there's a way of doing it. I'm probably sure you would have to find out from Zoom on how to do it. You know, I haven't looked into it yet on how
there's
to.
There's plenty of people who could hook that up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of my good friend who has helped us many, many times, my good buddy Jason, who is an engineer at
Cable,
who is an expert.
Oh, he's very good.
You know,
more than very good. He's excellent.
Jason could be the head director of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. He's very good.
You know, with the camera crews and
stuff.
Everything else.
Yeah. He knows his stuff. All he has to do is just, you know, you give him carte blanche and he does everything and he helps, you know?
Oh, yeah. And he would direct the crews and the technical part, you know, would be all covered, you know.
Definitely.
It would be a big thing to pull off, but I believe we could do it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, having done many, many programs myself, I used to do, when I started my show, I used to do it right out of my house. That I was renting on Staten Island.
Yeah.
And I had a great camera guy who did the whole show and went back to his
that's
house
cool.
and edited it and put it up. You know, great guy.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Can't think of his name right now, but But having done programs, I used to do 8 shows in one day.
Wow.
With guests.
With guests, oh. So just one whole day of shows.
Yeah. And we would have
them. Energy.
For 2 months.
Wow.
You know, and then we'd come back and we'd do more. We always had a new show on.
That's good.
You know.
That is good.
And then I went into the studio and, you know, that was different, but we didn't have as much editing to do there, but.
Which is nice too.
But
because they did it for you,
you know,
didn't they? Didn't they do everything in Staten Island for you?
What?
Didn't Staten Island? Didn't they do everything for you?
What do you mean everything for me?
Meaning the editing and have a crew, or what?
No, in the studio I had a crew. We didn't have to edit.
Oh, okay.
Out of the house, he had to edit it.
Oh, I see.
You know. But it can be done, you know. I mean,
it can be, yeah.
People really want to do it, and they put their minds and hearts to it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a big plus, beautiful thing for millions of people. All right, Inner Sight wants to do it.
That's
you
cool.
Got us.
That's right.
Let's get everybody else.
Wow.
A stimulus here on Long
That's
Island.
Right. That's right.
A great need for people.
Big time need.
A great way to show that people care, that these agencies care.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, most of it would be people volunteering their time.
Definitely.
Of course. A lot of people would like to be on television. They would go for it. You know. Inner Sight around the world, and we thank you so much for listening. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our friends for keeping the show on the air.
Definitely.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And we give well wishes to your aunt down in Florida.
Thank you.
Speedy recovery and feel better. You know?
Yeah, she will. I'm sure of it.
Hey,
I bet you a lot of people
would donate money when they saw my shower bell.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Inner Sight, thank you so much. We'll be with you tomorrow night at the Funnies. Don't forget.
Definitely.
We're going to have some fun here tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to goof off and act stupid. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight. So, be with us. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Hey, maybe Dinigan will be on the telethon. I'm gonna be no I'm scared. Oh, shut up. Scared? Since when are you scared of a little camera?
There you go.
All right, tomorrow night we'll tell you more about Dinigan and his shenanigans. There's an interesting word.
Yeah, that's a word that I use a lot, but not many people still use it. Shenanigans, yeah.
Yeah. It's an Indian word.
Yeah, I know.
Native American. Goodbye, world! Inner Sight, thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.